rejoicing in our worship of God today. So Happy New Year and happy solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. And I am preaching a series of homilies during the Christmas season entitled The Gift of God, Presence for Christmas, not presents, the presence of God during Christmas and every season of our lives. Our God is present, inviting us to share in a relationship with him, offering us salvation. And the celebration of the Epiphany reminds us again that this offer of salvation is given to all the nations. We heard that on Christmas when the angel said to the shepherd that there is good news that should bring great joy for all the people. And so during the celebration of this Epiphany, when the Epiphany means manifestation or revelation, it talks about how, again, the offer of salvation not only offered to Jews, but also to Gentiles, those who are not Jewish, represented by Magi from the East. Now, whether the Magi were priests of what we would call pagan religion, or astronomers, or astrologers, or scientists, as they understood it in those days, really is beyond the point and will distract us. It's a nice Bible study, but the point here is the fact that God's saving power is offered to all who desire to receive it. And that salvation should lead us to worship, and to worship with joy. Bishop Christopher Coyne, who is the Bishop of Burlington in Vermont, but before that was the Auxiliary Bishop of Indianapolis, told a story that I've said here in the parish before, but when he was Auxiliary Bishop in Indianapolis, and certainly this is way before the pandemic, he was sitting in a diner, and you know how some people talk very loud, so he wasn't eavesdropping, he couldn't help but hear it. But a woman was talking about how she was going to different churches, kind of saying where she should join. And she went to a Catholic parish and she said, you know, it's kind of sad to look at people who are mourning their religion. Mourning their religion. Deacon Stephen Rocher, a son of the parish who serves at St. Charles Borromeo Parish in Pikesville, talked about a conversation he had with a Jewish man who said, after his experience of Holy Mass once, you know, in the synagogue, if we would sing a song like Glory to God in the Highest, we would be smiling. So the inference was, people didn't look like they were really giving glory to God in the highest while they were singing at the Holy Mass they attended. The issue is not to have a smile on one's face throughout the entirety of Mass, and if you do, we can't see you right now anyway. But the fact is that we should have a joy in coming to worship. We speak about the obligation to worship, but it really speaks of something that we should want to do. Just like we have this desire to see the people that we love and the great joy that we have when we see them face to face. So we should have that same anticipation to see the Lord in the ways that he presents himself in worship. Yes, the Lord is present everywhere, but before he died, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so we should have a holy anticipation that we're going to meet the Lord as the Lord chooses to present himself. That's what happened with the Magi. The Magi saw a star that gave them an indication that the newborn King of the Jews had arrived, and they wanted to see him, and they had an anticipation to see him. And they took a trip, and they came to Herod's court. They came to King Herod. What kind of audacity they had to say, "Hey, we heard your successor is born, and we've come to do him homage." And when Herod heard that, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, because they knew Herod was very jealous. He would kill his spouse, he would kill his children when he thought that they were a threat to the little bit of power that the Roman Empire had given to him. So Jerusalem was troubled because they said, "Here comes the bloodletting again." And once Herod ascertained where Jesus was born, he developed a scheme that he didn't share with the Magi, lied to the Magi to say, Well, let me know when you find him so I can go and do homage to him as well. In this whole anticipation to meet the Lord in worship, we should not allow any circumstance, any invitation to turn away from the Lord, to sin, to get in the way of our anticipation. You know, we make plans when there's an important meeting, when there's an important gathering, when we can have it during this pandemic, when there's an important gathering and all. And we will orient our lives to make sure we don't miss it. Well, Holy Mass on the Lord's Day is at the center of our lives, even though it's at the beginning of the week, is at the center of our lives. We arrange our lives according to that because we have a anticipation to meet the Lord in tangible ways, to accept the Lord as he chooses to present himself. And that's what the Magi did. So they go on to Bethlehem, and they're overjoyed when the star that guided them stopped at the house now. Jesus is about a toddler now. And they're overjoyed, which is why I said the title of today's message is Rejoicing in Our Worship. And when they entered the house, they fell prostrate before the Lord. They laid face down, flat on the ground before the Lord as an act of worship, as an act of homage. And they presented gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But when we come to worship, we don't necessarily ask people to fall flat on their face on the ground, but we do ask people to give their all in worship, which is an act of the will. And that we offer to God something more precious than gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We offer ourselves. We offer ourselves. And we give ourselves entirely to worship however we feel. We may be weary. We may be grieving. We may be just overjoyed with the blessings of life. We may be depressed. But we're still called to give our all to God in worship. And if we get distracted, we just come back to focus. I can get distracted, particularly on weekdays, when I'm thinking, well, what do I have to do today? But I just come back to focus to what's happening here and now during Holy Mass. And so we give our all in worship, and we accept Jesus as he presents himself to us. We've heard it, but we need to hear it again. I'm going to meet the Lord in the gathering of his people. Where two or more are gathered in his name, he promised to be with us. I'm going to meet the Lord, and I hope I never overshadow it, in the person of the priest, for he has been ordained, configured to Christ, who is the head and shepherd, servant, and spouse of the church. I'm going to meet Christ in his word proclaimed. I'm going to meet Christ preeminently in his most holy body and blood. I accept how Jesus presents himself, and I give myself wholeheartedly. You know, some people are attracted to other churches. You know, they'll think, well, things are pretty not lively in the Catholic Church. Let me go on over to Redeemed Christian Church or some other Pentecostal church. I mean, God bless them. We have a parish of the Redeemed Christian Church of God right next door. But they say, oh, I get energized with the praise and worship and all that. But even I hear preachers in that denomination say, why do we need to pump and prime you to be excited about worship? And the praise and worship leaders have to kind of be like hype leaders for the Lord, hype people for the Lord. And so they also talk about making sure you have the proper disposition for worship. We're probably going to talk about expanding the music genre here at Holy Mass, but whether we pick up the worship book, whether we do praise and worship, we're still giving our all to God and opening ourselves up for God to do wonderful things in our lives. For adoration of the Lord becomes action in the name of the Lord. I bring the message to a close. For what happens is, after the Magi's encounter with the Lord, they have a dream not to participate in Herod's schemes, and they go back to their country by another way. They were impacted by their encounter with the Lord that they were going to act in a different way. And when we hear the dismissal at the end of Holy Mass, whether it's go in peace, whether it's go in peace to glorifying the Lord by your life, whether it is go and announce the gospel of the Lord, whether it is go forth, the Mass is ended, we say thanks be to God because we've had the opportunity to worship